Julia Meek, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Ben.
You've spoken to many folks throughout the arts and culture scene in August. Allison Gerardo, Rachel Blakeman, Alex Hall, Jesse Strzok, and last and definitely not least, David Crosby. We have time for one more reporting update before we end our time this hour. Julia, as the summer draws to a close, what were some of the biggest public art stories we saw during the warmer months?
First of all, I have to be on record as saying the whole public art scene is on fire, and that's just not the temperature of the summer season. It is all around us, and we are just loving it. There is mural activity in every single neighborhood. Seemingly, our own 07 Zone has a new major work in the Fairmont edition, thanks to Matt Plett and Theopolis Smith. And, you know, we had plenty of wonderful interviews on the art scene, of course, but we just can't fit every single thing in those time slots either. And so I have to mention the whole official opening of the riverfront and the Promenade Park and that whole scene. There's a beautiful new sculpture down there, the Convergence, which actually was put there in 2018. Now it has been presented along with the whole park, which is attracting the whole city since it has opened, which just makes my heart sing, I have to tell you. We also had the Art for All, Fort Wayne's public art plan all gathered during August, and I will add this sneak preview that by November of 2019, the community presentation of that final public art master plan will be happening. Of course, we hope to have someone from the commission to speak to us about that. That'll be quite exciting. Otherwise, one of the things that's excited me the most is our neighbors in the environs in Northeast Indiana. Angola is going forward with their Mayor's Public Arts Commission. They are looking to Decatur's arts team for guidance on their own city's art zone and artist studio zone up in Angola. And Decatur's art zone and artist flats have officially opened, making it a doubly exciting time down there. And the city of Huntington is also looking toward such downtown improvement and art-centric activity. It's just all wonderful. I also do have to add that this very month, Art This Way announces its newest muralist, who is a Rochester, New York-based artist, Sean Dunwoody, is coming to put his own mural on the wall during that third week of September, and that's going to happen during the Art This Way wall crawl, which is Friday, September 20th, and so there's going to be activity going all the way into the autumn months on our public art scene.
The day before the Art This Way art crawl, we will be offering an event to help support 89.1 WBOI during our drive to unify. What do listeners need to know?
We always like to do it upright with a live Meet the Music fun drive edition. And this year, Ben, I am so happy to say it's quite a WBOI first because we're taking it on the road literally to the club room at the Clyde, which means that we will be broadcasting from that wonderful venue, and we will be bringing our own Todd Harold duo. Todd Harold and Eric Clancy will be opening that evening, and the second hour will be the Alicia Pyle Quartet. Rob Martinez and I will be on those mics and having the time of our lives, as we tend to do during Live Fun Drive, and it's all going to be broadcast from the club room at the Clyde over on Bluffton Road. So we are hoping that everyone from the community that loves to listen, that maybe has never been to the club room at the Clyde, or maybe has been there and already knows how cool it is, will come and join us for that wonderful celebration. We're opening the doors before 8 o'clock, and of course it will be broadcast live between 8 and 10.
We hope you'll join us on Thursday, September 19th for a live Meet the Music broadcast from the club room at the Clyde. You heard it from Julia. Come early at 6:30 p.m. for a WBOI cocktail hour where you can grab some food, mingle with friends, and check out some special gifts and giveaways. Bonus, if you're a sustaining member, your first drink is on us. More details can be found at WBOI.org. This has been an episode of WBOI Presents. Special thanks to the entire WBOI news team for making this roundup possible.
This show also marks 2 years of putting together monthly news roundups on WBOI Presents. We're proud of our effort, and we hope to continue to do it into the future. Our theme music is by Mark Waldeck. Additional music comes from Mark Waldeck and Noah Campodonico. Until next time, thank you for listening.